live in one of those neighborhoods where almost everyone decorates the outside of their home for Christmas. From December to January, the 1100 block of Hill Street in Greensboro puts on a resplendent show of Christmas festivity. Cars inch along the road in front of my house, slowing traffic as they gawk at the colorful displays. Because we live in the shadows of Cone Hospital, oncology patients often drive down our street following their chemo and radiation treatments. I imagine the sight of the brightly lit decorations lifts their spirits and for a moment helps them to forget the seriousness of their condition. While my house is decorated modestly, the house across the street could rival the Griswolds. With the help of a professional decorator and a newly added electrical circuit, Christmas lights transform this home into an enchanted English cottage. The sloped roof hangs heavy with glistening icicles. Lights strewn on the ground create the illusion of a meandering stream. Dazzling, illuminated spheres made from chicken wire are suspended from tree branches like rainbow-colored fruit. Another neighbor's home resembles something out of Whoville. Trees are wrapped and their branches punctuated with whimsical exclamation marks of multicolored light. Columns are striped like crisp red and white peppermint sticks, which melt into pink as their tops spread wide like outstretched fingers over the front porch. Two houses down, a huge star is cradled like a heavenly body between the limbs of an old oak tree, some 50 feet above the ground. I am told this family lost their teenage son several years ago in an automobile accident. At random times throughout the year, the star is exchanged for a giant red heart. The light radiates heavenward, sending a message to their loved one in the world beyond. On winter evenings, I often walk my dogs down the street, pausing to admire decorations that are as colorful and as diverse as the personalities who live in each home. I am thankful for the time and efforts put forth by my neighbors in a gift that so many of us can enjoy. From the ancient winter solstice festivals of the Druids to our modern-day Christmas, celebrations of light have been observed for centuries by nearly every culture around the world. During the Jewish festival of Hanukkah, candles are lit on the menorah for 8 consecutive days, commemorating the miracle of the oil lamp and a rededication of the temple. Muslims decorate their homes with lights to mark the end of Ramadan. In India, Diwali is the biggest and brightest of all the Hindu festivals. The entire country is set on fire for 4 days with lights and explosions of noisy firecrackers. For the Japanese festival Obon Matsuri, hundreds of floating lantern boats are released into rivers where they are believed to float downstream to the spirits of their ancestors. As human beings, I believe we are also meant to shine. At the end of yoga class, our instructor says, "May the light in me honor the light in you. Namaste." Namaste is an act of humility, recognizing that we are all equal and united by an inner spiritual light. By honoring others through acts of service and kindness, we are like candles whose flames are touched end to end. We share and amplify the glow of our individual lights without our own light being diminished. We claim power over the darkness and cast warmth into an otherwise cold world. We shine to let others know they are not alone. We shine to bring comfort and to ease one another's suffering. We shine in honor of the sacrifice that was paid to give spiritual meaning to our physical lives on earth. Through shining our light, we make manifest the glory of the divine spirit that is present in all living things. From Hill Street to your street, may you all have a bright and shiny Christmas and a dazzling new year.